Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation. This is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know to inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. And on this episode today, we're going to be talking about don't Netflix your life. But just before I get into that, I just want to let everyone know tuning in that each day of our lives should be a day of celebration. Every day that we open up our eyes, we need to find one thing that we're grateful for. Be grateful for one thing and be thankful as well. Because tomorrow is never promised to us. We only have the here and now. Just the here and now. That's all we have. So Nation, getting right back into it. Listen, how I came up with this with the subject matter. Awesome question. If you've ever had a Netflix subscription, you're gonna find that they're gonna have movies and series listed as probably superheroes. You're gonna see mystery, probably suspense, trending now, and each one of those they're gonna ask you a question. They're gonna ask you, you want to play now, you want to add it to your list, or do you want to watch a preview of it just to get an idea of what the series is all about. And you have an option where you can start at any time and you can stop and you can always come back. No, wherever you left off, that's where you can start again. So for persons who may be on the go and who don't have an opportunity to watch, let's just say a series in its entirety or one episode, you can watch half now. You can watch half at lunch, half the other half when you get off at work or vice versa. And many of us take this same approach to our lives. What am I saying? I'm saying that we oftentimes want to pause our life for various reasons. We may have a tragedy. We may be going through some problems, and we want to stop. We want to pause our lives. We want to give out to it. Or even sometimes, We even start a series, stop it, and start another series because it gets boring. And then we probably eventually go back to it if we do. But life doesn't work that way. You cannot Netflix your life. You're gonna have to go through your life. God is there. He wants you to pile all your burdens on Him. Put your cares on Him. See what promises He has for your life, because our life wasn't meant for us to take on all the burdens ourselves. No, our life, our purpose, we were designed to seek God, to first off know what it is that we're supposed to be doing on this earth, get His guidance, His promises, and find out and find out what is it that He loves doing in each season of our life. Get knowledge, get wisdom, get understanding. This life in its entirety, you may not understand the whole thing. And just like a series, there are gonna be seasons. And you don't know how the plot is going to unfold, but God, who is the writer and the author of this awesome movie that we're in called Life, only He knows how it ends. So we must seek Him. We must ask Him, what am I supposed to be doing in this season? Don't pause it. Don't exit it out. Go through life. Be grateful. Be thankful. And as you do that, you would see how each season, each moment, everything that you would go through in life has a purpose in your life, and how it's all connected to the bigger purpose. That's why I always ask God to not my will be done, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Nation, an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.